Tim Michaels toured the state today announcing his candidacy. At a stop in Green Bay, he gave a glimpse of the strategy he'd like to use against incumbent Russ Feingold.
He was the only senator to vote against the USA Patriot Act, a bill that gave law enforcement the ability to fight terrorism, the same tools that they have to fight organized crime and tax evaders. He also was one of seven senators to vote against the formation of the Department of Homeland Security.
Michael says Feingold has focused too much on what he described as fringe liberal issues. Before facing Feingold, Michaels will have to win a Republican primary vote. State Senator Bob Welch is running. Car dealer Russ Darrow is also expected to enter the race. Michaels says it could be a $3 million campaign. He's already raised $1 million from 7,000 contributors.
That's a lot of people in an off election year in 2003 that have heard my message and believe. They say that's what we need. We need a guy that understands. We need a guy that understands the burden of excessive taxation and excessive regulation on small businesses. We need a guy that understands what our men and women are going through in Iraq and Afghanistan. We need a guy with a young family that understands and wants a better future for his kids.
Michaels has never held elected office. He served 12 years on active duty as an Airborne Ranger Infantry officer. He's now vice president of Michaels Corporation, a family-owned contracting firm. Michaels has already picked up an endorsement from a fellow Republican, John Gillespie. Gillespie ran against Feingold in 2000. He lost by 40,000 votes. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.